Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I think it gave us, everybody in this team, a lot of confidence when you see Dirk sitting courtside and away game. So I think everybody really appreciate him because, you know, Dirk is Dirk. He's been through everything. He's been a champion, so he knows it.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
The voice of Luka Doncic is the Mavericks. Pants, embarrass, humiliate, obliterate, devastate, eviscerate. The Phoenix Suns. 123-90 in a game that, believe it or not, and they won by 33 points, not even close to being as close as the final score indicates. This is as thorough an ass whipping as there's been. The game somehow went over the total and Phoenix scored 27 points in the first half.
Yeah. I mean, 123-90 feels like it's like, I'm like, oh, it wasn't that close. Like, I mean, the Suns scored 40 points in the fourth quarter when I wasn't watching. I don't know who was playing, but I wasn't watching
hockey at that point. Yeah, why would you be watching?
I bailed at halftime.
Luka didn't even play in the fourth quarter. It was just an absolute wrap. So, yeah, for people that are living under a rock and didn't watch the game, it was as embarrassing a no-show as I think you'll ever see in a Game 7 by, like, a team that was, like, the number one seed and was the best team in the regular season all year. Luka scores the first 8 points of the game. Phoenix has 27 points at halftime. Luka had 27 points at halftime. Luka asked about it after the game. Were you aware of that? Goes, of course. Jason Kidd, who did a marvelous job along with his staff in this series, deserves a ton of credit. Ken and I bagged on him a lot. Didn't like him as a coach. He has proved us wrong. Has done a magnificent job guiding his team to the Western Conference Final. Said in the post game, everyone said it was going to be a blowout, and they were right. They just got the wrong team. Luka's making all these insane three-pointers, and he's laughing after the fact, like in the faces of Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns. Just an absolute embarrassment. Spencer Dinwiddie came to play, scored 30 points. Phoenix gets absolutely nothing from anybody. Chris Paul's being dragged everywhere today. Patrick Beverley on ESPN killing Chris Paul. I call them the Phoenix Jazz on Twitter. Like, as far as I'm concerned, they are the Phoenix Jazz at this point now. I don't want to hear anything about the Phoenix Suns anymore in an NBA championship until they get over the hump and do something. Win a championship here. Otherwise, you are now the Phoenix Jazz, like a step above the Utah Jazz. They're not quite as bad as the Jazz, but they're close. That's how embarrassing this was. So we'll talk Mavs and Warriors in the Western Conference Final in a second, Will. But your thoughts on a pretty stunning sporting event with Dallas embarrassing Phoenix.
I bet on the Suns. I think the Suns by 6.5. I thought they were going to show up, have a monster game. Luka,
we loved that. We thought it was a fait accompli. They're going to the Western Conference. I thought they were going to kill the Mavs in Game 6. I couldn't have been more wrong about how this was going
to play. We were saying how much we wanted to bet the Suns to beat the Warriors.
And like, I still hold that, by the way, that if Phoenix had made it, they would have killed the Warriors. But that is a conversation for another universe, I guess.
A very bizarre universe.
The multiverse of betting.
So does that mean you like the Mavs here? I mean, I don't want to get off the Suns because I do think we need to talk about the fact that, like, Chris Paul. So I'm torn when it comes to Chris Paul. I hate him because he once punched Julius Hodge in the nuts. And he's
Julius
a notorious
Hodge, NC State Wolfpack, obviously.
Yeah, because Chris Paul is at Wake Forest. Yep. Yeah, I don't know if you heard.
I did not think we were going to get a Julius Hodge reference on the show today.
The Jules from Harlem, desperate for stardom, baby. Have you ever heard the story about Chris Paul during high school or like the AAU event where it was the day after his grandfather died, and his grandfather was like, I don't remember exactly how old. I think it was like his grandfather died at like the age of 68 or something like that, okay. And Chris Paul scored 68 points, and on it, or maybe it was like 65, whatever it was. Like he scored the exact number of points that his grandfather was when he died, and he had one more free throw. He hit the number on the first free throw. He didn't know a free throw coming, and he just threw the ball off the backboard and walked off the court. Like his team.
That's awesome.
It's insanely awesome. Yes.
Yeah. So why do you hate him?
Well, I hate him because of the nut punch and, you know, because he's just a dirtbag. But like it's sort of like Mariano Rivera.
A lot of people don't like him, to be fair. You're not correct. The only one.
It's a little bit like Mo Rivera in the sense that like.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear this analogy. Like what bad are you going to say about Mariano right now? My favorite.
Yankee. No. Like, because he plays for the Yankees, I hate him. But I respect Mariano Rivera. Like, I have a begrudging respect and appreciation for Mo Rivera.
Like, Chris Paul's like a jerk, though. Like, noted jerk, Chris Paul. Mariano Rivera is like the nicest guy of all time.
No. But I'm just saying, I hate the player because of the things, like, just because of the stuff that's been done on the field or the court.
Terrible analogy. Okay.
Derek Jeter, you prefer Derek Jeter?
Like, Chris Paul's not a winner like Jeter is.
But then the problem for Chris Paul is you're a loser, bro. Like, you cannot close anything. You're like the best Chris Paul team, I think, in the NCAA tournament at Wake lost to Cleveland State in the first round. Like, you know, like they cannot close. He's five different series losses when he has a 2-0 lead. It's like the most of all time. He's got four more where he's like a 2-1. I don't know, whatever the stats were. It's just, it's unbelievable how like just a choke artist he is. And, I can't respect that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, to be fair, like, you know, it would have been nice if Devin Booker had showed up or DeAndre Ayton had played at all in the game and not been like a complete. I mean, I would be shocked if DeAndre Ayton was on the Phoenix Suns next year, especially after the quotes from Monty Williams after the game. Like, it would be nice if anyone from the Suns showed up in the game. So, like, I agree. Like, I'm all here for the Chris Paul bashing. He didn't play well. You're up 3-2. You gotta win the series. So, like, I'm here for it, but also, like, Devin Booker deserves to be criticized. The entire team, that it is a no-show across the board from the Phoenix Suns. You better have that thinking well here, breaking down the Mavericks Suns, and we'll look into the Mavericks and Warriors in a second. So we criticize Phoenix, and they deserve to be criticized because they were jokes and frauds. And again, like the Phoenix Jazz, as far as I'm concerned, it would probably credit Dallas. That's really, really, really impressive. Pending on the results of this year's playoffs, Giannis still the best player in the league. I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that like 6 weeks from now, we're like Luka Doncic is the best player in the world. Like, I'll say this. I think he's the best player on the court in this series against the Golden State Warriors coming up, including the great Steph Curry.
Yeah, I saw. So two, just also, I don't think those are hot takes. And because I was thinking about this earlier and not even like prepping for the show, just, you know, like you're sitting around thinking about sports, which, by the way, is like the best thing in the world.
We get paid to talk about it. It's pretty cool. There's no doubt.
I was just sitting in my chair in my living room. Robbie and AK, my wife and my son and wife are coming back in town later today. I was just sitting in my leather chair in my living room, like enjoying some coffee. And I was like, I think Luka could take this team to the title. Like, that's not outrageous to suggest that Luka could just single-handedly take over the next two series. And just all of a sudden we went from the Mavs can never win anything unless they get Luka a big man to, oh my God, Luka just won a championship. And he's like 17 still.
I think what people would say, like, okay, because I think the comparison being drawn here is like LeBron the year that he slayed the Pistons and then lost and got swept in the finals by the Spurs. Like, the final boss that awaited LeBron that first time around was the Tottenham San Antonio Spurs with Tim Duncan, Manu, and Tony Parker, like three Hall of Famers.
Yes.
I mean, maybe Tatum gets the Hall. Like Boston's really good. Miami's really good. But like, it's not that, not yet at least. Not that is the final boss waiting for the Mavs, if indeed they slay the Golden State Warriors, which they may not, and they're big dogs in the series, obviously. Warriors minus 235, Mavs plus 190, wow. Dubs minus 5.5 coming up Wednesday night in game number one. But yeah, like, it's not it's not a team of three surefire first ballot Hall of Famers that's awaiting him at the end, which is why I think maybe that comparison's wrong. Maybe it's different. Maybe Luka's got a better chance than LeBron did. And maybe we're putting the cart before the horse a little bit. But that's what's so much fun about this conversation as it concerns Luka Doncic.
Well, and, you know, it is because, and again, like last week, we were talking about how much we wanted to bet on the Suns obliterating the Warriors. And you know, we got the cart before the horse there. The other thing that somebody pointed out, and I can't remember who, I have no clue. I saw it on Twitter, though, but it was like, what if we get three or four, like just two or three Steph Curry, oh, you forgot about me games. Like, we could get those games and it could just be, oh my God. And the Warriors just roll the Mavericks, because I'm not sure the Mavericks can slow down Steph Curry, right?
I do agree with that. I don't think I would bet the Mavericks to win the series. Not now, at least. Not at this price. I think I need a bigger number to take them. Because I still think Phoenix is the better team. Also, Phoenix has never been there and done that. You got Chris Paul, who's like a legendary player, first ballot Hall of Fame player, also a choke artist. The Golden State Warriors have been there and done that and have won multiple chips. And Golden State ain't going down like Phoenix did if it gets to that point, a game seven at home. They ain't going down like that. It's just not going to happen here. So, yeah, I don't really disagree, because obviously no one can guard Luka. Like, Luka's going to do what Luka's going to do. But, like, who on Dallas is slowing down Curry? Like, who on Dallas is going to slow down Jordan Poole? Like, how is that going to happen? Klay Thompson was as bad as you could possibly be in the series against the Grizzlies. Maybe he just continues to suck, and maybe, like, you know, Klay is on the descent now in his career. I have to believe he can't play worse. I have to believe he's going to play better. I have to believe that. So, I don't know. I think the Warriors are likely to win this series. I would be a fool to bet against Luka, so I'm not saying, like, I'm betting minus 235. Maybe kind of, like, wait and see and look for an advantageous price on either team, you know, following game number one. Like, if the Mavs win game one, maybe bet the Warriors. Warriors win game one, maybe get a better price on the Mavericks.
So, do you think, and obviously there's no basketball tonight, and we won't see the Warriors and the Mavs play until Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Oh, man. And I'm pretty sure that Wednesday night is also Edmonton, Calgary, the battle for Alberta, game one of that series. Like, yeah. I'm just resigned to the fact that I'm not sleeping for the next, like, 2 months, probably.
There's no way I'm not watching Mavs Warriors on Wednesday night. Plus, it's the night before the PGA Championship starts on Thursday, so you got to be up doing, like, all the golf prep and all that. But yeah, I think, not a lot of sleeping going on these days. You had an interesting tweet. I think it was a tweet, or maybe you said it on here, but you're like, this is such an amazing time if you're a sports fan. And I thought it was kind of, I disagreed with it at first, but now I'm kind of agreeing, especially with all these, like, we're just rapid fire game sevens all over the place.
Starting to disagree with.
Well, no, but it was like, coming out of the draft, you have, like, dynasty, there's no football, right? But you have, like, the dynasty fantasy football. We had the draft. I thought the draft's always fun, especially if you win money.
Totally.
And then it's like, pew, 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 game sevens everywhere. You can't, like, turn around without seeing a game seven. And it's amazing. Yeah. Like, two of them went to overtime in hockey last night. It's just high level athletic competitions. It's fun. It is an amazing time.
Yeah. And in 2 months, it's going to be just baseball. So, yeah, let's baseball.
That's right. July is hell on earth.
Warriors 5.5 against the Mavericks, total 214.5. Coming up at the Power Hour, I'll give you any initial leans we've got, any bets that we want to make for game number one. Again, Wednesday night, Golden State hosting the Dallas Mavericks, the Phoenix Suns. What a joke. Bunch of frauds. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side on a magnificent May Monday. We'll talk NFL week number one. But first, a conversation with our pal Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, in moments on the BetQL Network.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.